This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Welcome to Mikey Pod episode 84. Yes. This has been a great couple of weeks. It's been really busy. New Yorker's treating me well, though. You know what? I got to get rid of this gum. Nothing like keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Welcome. This is March 6th, 2007. I'm podcasting from Brooklyn, New York. And this first song is Silent Shout from The Knife, courtesy of their record label, who wrote and said it was okay for me to play this song, which rocks. And this also goes out to Zillafag, who says I only play slow music. I guess this is kind of dark, but it's upbeat, right? Listen, it's upbeat. Anyway, this is a great album. So the song is called Silent Shout, and this is The Knife. That was The Knife with Silent Shout. I feel like I should use a goth voice or something. I was listening to it, and I don't think Zilla is going to be too keen on that song after all my efforts to appease him. That's probably too slow and maybe too synthy, I would guess. But anyway, I love it, and I bet you do too. Sharon, God bless you, Sharon in Tampon. She's buying albums after hearing them on my podcast, which is the way this is supposed to work. Well, I guess first it's supposed to work that I play songs that you like. And then, but I love it. Is anyone else doing that? Is anyone else hearing music they really like on the show? I'm really been into the music playing thing right now because I'm not so hip on the interviews at this time. It's just my setup isn't so great for doing the Skype things and like even podcasting. I'm kind of stuffed in a corner here and it's not really comfortable. And again, I continue my love-hate relationship with this windscreen thing. I can hear myself breathing and it bothers me. But then I sound muffled, right? I'd like some feedback on that as well. This has been a really good couple of weeks. I'm still working at the coffee shop. I got promoted. I started training for my managerial position, which is lower management, like low. But it's more money. And, well, I won't go into other details about why that makes me happy. Because I don't want to be mean. I also got a job, and I think that I can talk about theater things, but I'm not talking about school things. I'll tell you about them in general, but I think it's kind of weird to like talk about specific things. So why am I doing this up and down voice, like whatever? Anyway, one of the jobs, the teaching gig, is really cool. I'll be doing residencies in different schools around New York City. Working with a playwright, and we will be teaching kids how to and helping them to write musicals based on children's books. So there'll be a playwright and a composer such as myself doing this, and I've got two residencies coming up. The only thing with that is that this is really the end of their season, so I won't be working with them again until January of 08. But, you know, whatever. Also, I got a gig musical directing a show in New York City. The show is Happy End. It's at Theater 1010. And opening date, I don't know. I don't have it right here. It's opening. Oh, you know what? I just got an email from the director. So you guys can plan all your trips to New York to see me. It's really a cool theater. It's small. And it's in basically a soup kitchen of a church on Park Avenue. It's 1010 Park Avenue. The show is Happy End by Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Weill. Maybe I should get that Brecht, Bertolt Brecht. But I love the fact that it's such a sort of off-the-beaten-path musical. It hasn't been done in New York for quite some time, so people may be kind of excited to come see it. And I'll keep you posted on that. I just found out Sunday night that I got the gig, and I was so happy. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. Like, the little bits and pieces of my life are starting to come together here. I have a couple of possible piano students, and there's two people that I play the piano for once a week. I never know like about naming names and stuff. So it's a guy and a girl. They're roommates, and they're really cool. And it's kind of like, oh, look, these are cool like musician people that I'd also like to be friends with. So yeah. So and I'm also gonna do a gig for them. Like I play for them once a week, and that could expand to other stuff too. I have a gig with them also transcribing a piece of music for them so they can have sheet music for it. So I just bought a copy of Finale on eBay, which was money that is kind of a lot, but it's stuff that I'm going to do. So I think what my plan is to continue to look for jobs and send out applications. There are a couple Montessoris that I found out I may be able to work for. I just did a workshop. I worked with my friend Martha Braden, who you should check out, and I think I'm going to play some of her piano playing at some point on a show. I'll talk about who she is on another show because that's important too, but there's a lot to it. But I worked for her at this sort of trade show / Montessori conference here in New York City. It was at the Marriott Marquis on Times Square. So I was there for 4 days doing Montessori music stuff. And I just love that material so much. So hopefully I can get into a Montessori school as part of what I do. A lot of what happens here in New York is that there are teaching artists, which is pretty much what I did in Houston. We just didn't have a name for it. So I'll be, once I get going, I'll be doing teaching and musical directing stuff and playing the piano for people and combining the teaching with the fact that I'm like actively a working artist too. And there's this movement, I'm still learning about it, but a movement of this type of teaching. Actually, a woman who came into the coffee shop told me about it. And then again, the guy at this other place that I just got hired told me more. And there's a whole website. It's teachingartists.com, something like that. And I don't know why I keep going in that low voice, like, yeah, what's up? Yeah, it feels funny to podcast after not doing one in a while. But, you know, I think it's just how it is right now. Also, the other night I went to see Spring Awakening. Now, that was exciting for a couple of reasons. One was that Mark Tafoya, personal chef and podcaster, and I met. That was our first time to meet in person, though we've been friends for quite some time online. God, why am I doing this? I keep going down. Maybe I'm just mellow today. Maybe it should just be a chill show, you know? Yeah, not really. That's kind of annoying. If it's annoying me, I know it's annoying you. Where was I? Oh, so, and also, I'd like for you guys to go check out his podcast, because he has a sweet recorder. It's an Eterol. I can't remember the name of it. But it's if you go to remarkablymark.podshow.com, his episode number 53 is a sound scene tour of us walking from Burritoville, where we had dinner, to Spring Awakening, to the theater, and then our responses afterward. And I got along great with Mark. Yeah, sometimes, like, I don't know, I haven't talked about this in a long time, but I've had my, okay, people, I don't get them, they don't like me kind of thing. And something happened just really in the past weekend that I've been like, you know what, get the fuck over yourself, Michael Herron, and just do your thing. So I don't know if that part of that is being in New York City, where things are pretty much just like, I don't know, the longer I'm here, the more I realize that people really just don't care. Just stay out of people's way and whatever. That's not to say that people aren't super nice, because that is true as well. But yeah, it's fun. I saw a lady eating corn on the cob yesterday on the train, which cracked me up. Is that funny to anyone else? There are pictures of it on Flickr. And gosh, what was this? Oh. Well, how long have I been talking? Mark and I were having this conversation about, especially about sound scene tours, which I haven't done, because I really want to. Okay, I'm looking at pictures on Mark's site right now, which I shouldn't be doing because I'm getting distracted. Just to me, I'm like, why would anyone want to listen to me rambling on as I walk around the city? But people, like the one I did at Koinonia on the Peace Trail, people really seem to like. So I'm going to make an effort to sort of try to be complete in my thoughts. A lot of times when I do these shows, I catch myself like, and here's a little bit about this, here's a little bit about that, here's a song, and you know what I mean? I try not to talk too much. And I probably won't ever be like just totally talking podcast, because I don't know, that's really just not the style of what I like to listen to. So anyway, there's my update. There's going to be a meetup. There's a PodCamp NYC coming up in April. And there's going to be a Queercaster meetup at, let me pull up my calendar here. It's at Therapy, which is 348 West 52nd Street. It'll be on, what? Okay, I'm not having good luck here. It's going to be April, hold on, 6th, I think. No, 13th. April 13th? No, April 6th. Is that it? Yeah. April 6th is from 10 o'clock p.m. to midnight here in New York City, 358 West 52nd Street. We're meeting on the second floor near the stage. And there's a whole list of the podcasters that are going to be there. And I thought I had opened that up. Let me look. You know what? How about I play a song and I'll give you more details about the Queer Podcaster meetup in New York City in April, after you hear this song from Andrew Bird. We'll be right back.
lost to our tongues, I sing the song about it. Held our breath for too long till we're half sick about it. Tell us what we did wrong and you can blame us for it. Turn the clamp on our thumbs, we're so dull about it. And tell us all about it. We're so dull about it. How about some credit now? Credit is due for the damage that we've done. We have wrought upon ourselves and others with this slow, ambitious gun. And although pratfalls can be fun, encores can be fatal. And then I hear you say, thank God it's fatal, thank God it's fatal. Not shy, not shy, fatal, not shy, fatal. Thank God, thank God it's fatal, thank God it's fatal. Not shy, not shy, fatal, not shy, fatal. Wait just a second now, it's not all that bad. Are we not having fun? Mountains of handkerchiefs where the mascara always runs. So be careful when you're done. You're bound to get pussy, you know? What did I just hear you say? Thank God it's fatal. We don't want to hear the sound of a door. No, we don't want to hear the sound of a door. You know the kind of sign you hang on a door saying we'll be back, what a crack. Now don't you think we might have all that before? Now don't you think we might have all that before? Bored holes to our tongues to sing a song about it. Held our breath for too long till we're half sick about it. Tell us what we did wrong and you can blame us for it. Turn the clamp on our thumbs, we'll slow down about it.
That was Andrew Bird with the song Heretics, courtesy of Kill Rock Stars. And so I was going to tell you guys about the gay podcaster meetup. Here it go. Well, I told you the date and stuff, but I'll tell you again. God, there I go with that voice again. Where is that coming from? Maybe I'm just sleepy. God, I don't know. Am I doing something weird, right? Yeah, you are. Well, stop it. Jeez. It's annoying. Damn. So yes, the Queercaster meetup is in New York City on Friday, April 6th, 10 p.m. to midnight. At Therapy, which is 348 West 52nd Street, second floor near the stage is where we're all meeting. Let me know if you guys are coming, any of my gentle listeners. It'd be great to meet you. I know there are New Yorkers who listen to this, a couple anyway. Are there any new ones? I noticed some new people have been adding me to MySpace. Is that because, well, I don't know. Say hi. If you're a new listener, old listener, anyone, I'd love to hear from you. Really, it makes it all worthwhile. And it's you, girl, and you should know it. That's what I was looking for. Each step and every little movement, you know that love is all around. No need to. Have you stopped it yet? Okay, so back to the PodCamp thing. So PodCamp NYC is April 6th, 7th, and 8th. I just got the dates for the show from the director, and I'm probably rehearsing a lot that weekend. Doesn't that makes me really feel like I live here. I'm like, I have conflicts with stuff. I'm not just on a long vacation. So I think I may be rehearsing that weekend, but I'll definitely be able to go to the Queercaster meetup. That's something I can do for sure. And also, there'll be a DVD available with, right now, there are a few of us who are contributing money to like put this printing together of maybe 200, I think, DVDs. Anyway, I'll have more details about that. But listen to all of the podcasts that are going to be a part of this meetup. And many of these, I don't know. I was talking to Mark about that, and I think a lot of podcasts popped up while I was living on the commune, and I just haven't been able to catch up. But now there's a Queercaster email group. and all this stuff. And I have my new openness to my gay brethren. So I'll probably check some of these out too. Who knows? But anyway, so these are the podcasts that are attending, and maybe you can check these out too. If I'm not feeling too lazy when I do the show notes, I'll put links to each of these. Well, don't look for those. Just because I'm lazy, not because I don't think it's important. So the names of these are Jaded City, Go Rainbow Radio, QCast Connecticut, Remarkably Mark, which you need to go listen to anyway because it's got our sound seeing tour, Remarkable Palette, which is Chef Mark Tafoya. Also, that's his food thing. And he's, I'm assuming he's a badass. Maybe I should have him cook for me so I'll be able to say that for sure. Little Fatty Cast, Mikey Pod, Lucky Bitch Radio, Wanda Wisdom. I'm really excited to meet her and him with Big Gay News. Writing with Bill, which I'm not familiar with at all. Yeast Radio, maybe. I don't know if that's a maybe. I haven't actually talked to Richard or Match about that. So I don't know what the deal is on that. I think he's coming. VJ Netcast is a maybe. And Ramble Redhead is also a maybe. Get the maybes out your asses, people, and just come. And also, Archer Radio, dude, what is up with that? You got to come, too. You simply must. And then we don't have any Feast of Fools coming or any Cheryl Murkowski, although I think that's a maybe that she's going to be in town. But, you know, all these maybes, get over it, dudes. so that's that. Let me know if you're coming because, I don't know. Well, it's funny. Like, seriously, when this was coming up, I was like, oh, great. Here's a whole big gay thing that I'm going to feel weird about going to. And it's going to make the whole, I don't even want to go. I'm not going to this stupid pod camp. I'm definitely not going to the meetup. And then all of a sudden, just in this past weekend, maybe it's after meeting Mark, too, that I've kind of gotten over myself about a lot. Because, it's just the way I just said that, cracks me up. Because, it's great. We're all humans, and we can all get along, can't we? It's not that I didn't think I'd get along. I'm just stupid about that. I just have issues, okay? Why don't I shut up about that now? So there we go, my friends. I think I've covered everything I wanted to talk to you about. Let me pull it up. I'm so excited that I've got jobs going on. We talked about the Queercaster meetup, played Andrew Bird, Spring Awakening with Mark. My jobs, and I think that's everything. I also want to go on and on about Chub Creek podcast because David Chub Creek is a badass, and I'll go about that more another time because what time is it? Yeah, I've been going about 23 minutes. There's plenty of time for Mikey to be talking. Now the cats are going wild. I found out that the neighbor upstairs hears me when I yell at the cat, so I'm trying to be a little more patient and just very lovingly scream at them under my voice. So that's all I've got for you today in my what is this voice? Is it sexy one of you voice? I don't know. But if you'd like to contact me, 206-339-6682. Someone needs to call that number soon because if I don't get messages in a month, it's gone. And then I'd have to start a new one and it'd be a new number and it'd just be too hard. Just too hard. So please leave a voicemail message. And also, if you could email me at mikeypod@gmail.com, you can visit the website at mikeypod.com where you can find show notes and links to all the music and to the fine people that I speak of. I think that's it. I'm about to go do some more laundry. I'm going to go play for my friends and work on some music with them. And then I have a meeting tonight and with my new job, and it's just great. You know what I'm saying? It's just great. So can you tell? I am biding my time while I find the name of the song that I wanted to play. The song is called Glory by Essie Jane in the tradition of lullaby-ish songs for the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for waiting for this episode. Thanks for writing and calling in, as all of you will do soon. And really, I appreciate the fact that you guys are just out there. Even if I don't hear from you, I see the numbers on my subscription thing, and it's holding steady where it's been for a while. So sure, it's not getting huge, but there are quite a pretty good handful of people that just are subscribed. So I appreciate it, and I appreciate you letting me go on. And yeah, I feel like I'm not saying something, but maybe it'll come to me later. All right, I'm extra freaky today, sorry. This is Glory from Essie Jane. Thanks for listening.
I'll rise up from the waters where I've drowned. You will know me, you will see. From the glory that it's found, I am listening, you are hearing me. Don't go, make your mind up. It was caught up until then. I never could see. It's not opened so easily. Don't go, make your mind up. I've been down far as can be. Until then, my voice, it was caught up until then, I never could see. Thank you.
How's that for a cliffhanger for you? I'll play the rest of this interview on the next podcast, which I'll put up tomorrow. Really, tomorrow to me is 2 days from now for you, which by that time, though, will be tomorrow. Right now, it's the 20th. And it's the morning of the 21st. It's 12:11 a.m. So I'm going to have to post this tomorrow afternoon. And I'll record the next part tomorrow and then upload it on Friday. So God knows what day it'll be by then, the 22nd. So I hope you enjoyed this interview. And that's it. I'm going to leave you with this song by Tara Jane O'Neill. It's called The Poisoned Mind. And feedback, MikeyPod@gmail.com. The website is MikeyPod.com, and you can call 206-339-6682 to send voicemail, and I would really love to hear from you. Thanks.